This is KUT. In just about 2 months, a roughly $300 million teaching hospital will open on UT Austin's medical campus. The hospital is part of a long-term deal struck between Dell, Central Health, Seton, and Travis County voters in 2012. Those voters approved a tax increase that would pay for a medical school and set aside land for a new hospital. And as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, soon that hospital will be open to the public.
Del Seton Medical Center at the University of Texas has been under construction for a few years now, and it still kind of is. Besides a few small projects, all that's left now is stocking this 500,000-square-foot hospital with supplies and getting IT up and running. Mira Tappan is the hospital's staff educator.
It is absolutely gorgeous.
Tappan is one of the many people coming to Del Seton from Brackenridge Hospital, which is just across the street. That hospital will be closing as this one opens, and Tappan says it will be pretty simultaneous.
May 21st is when we will open the open this building. At 7 a.m., the ER will close, a barricade will go up. All the patients that are in the ER at that time will either be treated and released or treated and admitted.
Tappan says every patient in a room will be taken one by one across the street in an ambulance. She says the whole thing should take about 8 hours. Once they get here, the hospital will begin the work of providing regular care, but also some loftier goals too. That includes testing out some academic research built into the design of this hospital.
So in each room, these rooms are all bigger than what we have at Brackenridge, so it's easier.
The rooms at Del Seton are bigger, not just to accommodate students and doctors. It's also aimed at accommodating family. Christiane Vasquez, Del Seton's president, points to a bed/window seat at the back of the room. She says that's so family members can feel comfortable, which is something hospital rooms aren't typically designed for.
What we have learned in academic settings is we need to engage the family, because when the patient goes home, our wonderful nurses don't go home with them.
Vasquez says that way family members can watch and learn how to change dressings, help their loved ones out of bed, stuff like that. And there are other things aimed at making family and patients feel better. Vasquez says when medical staff comes in and out of the room, the TV will pick up their badge info and show that person's name and credentials on the TV.
So that the family and the patient will always know who is in the room with them as soon as they walk in the room.
That, too, was born out of academic research and patient surveys. Seton officials say the hospital will be testing ground for a lot of things, including new ways to teach medical students in a hospital setting. And they say as they all learn new things, they will get to see whether these innovations actually improve care and make a difference. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.